The Freemasons of Ireland are to donate the money they were paid for hosting an interview at their hall in Dublin involving Conor McGregor and Tucker Carlson to charity. The Grand Secretary of the Grand Lodge of Freemasons of Ireland, Philip Daly, told this programme that it was a mistake to allow the interview to take place at the Freemasons Hall on Molesworth Street in Dublin last Tuesday. And he said they have reviewed their procedures to ensure that it could not happen again. I spoke with Philip Daly earlier and he told me how the booking came about.
The booking was made, in fact, Thursday of last week, and the event took place on Tuesday, but we weren't made aware of who the participants or what the content was until the last minute on Tuesday. And unfortunately, it was too late to do anything about it at that stage.
What were you told when you took that booking?
Well, I personally didn't take it, but my understanding is they just booked it for an interview, which happens frequently. We do it for many, many media organisations, but we always insist on knowing before it takes place who the interviewer, interviewee, and what the content is to make sure that it sits with our organisation's morals and principles.
And did you not insist on that this time?
We did. We kept insisting, but we only got the information at the last moment.
OK, so how long before the interview took place then were you made aware of who was involved?
About 1 hour beforehand.
Right. And at that point, what was your reaction when you did find out?
Well, when it came to my attention, I then debated with some of my colleagues, would we cancel it or would we let it go ahead? And we decided in our wisdom that we just let it go ahead.
And why did you decide that?
Because we got an assurance from the media company that the all the backgrounds would be blurred and that there'd be no reference to Freemasons Hall.
But you were still willing to allow your premises to be used for an interview involving Mr. McGregor, given what you know about him, given the recent court case that he was involved in, his views on immigration, his criminal convictions. You were still willing to allow your premises to be used?
I wouldn't use the word willing. It was somewhat reluctantly because we were somewhat concerned about the spin that would be put on it if we cancelled it.
What did your members say about it?
Well, they're unhappy, but we've obviously put a statement out to our members and they're somewhat more comfortable about it now.
And why are they more comfortable now?
Well, we've explained. I mean, they weren't aware what the situation was. We've now explained what happened to them and they are somewhat more. I mean, they're not happy. I mean, let's be honest. I mean, none of us. I'm not happy. It should never have happened in hindsight, but it did.
Why are you not happy about it?
Because I would not be a fan of McGregor under any circumstances.
Mm. And could you have made the decision to stop the interview from going ahead when you did find out?
Yes, I could have.
And you chose not to?
Well, I've already explained why. Mm. We were left with a decision that if we let it go ahead on the basis that they would do what they were asked, blur out the backgrounds. But what unfortunately happened is there were lots of still images taken in the room.
And did you feel that there would be consequences for you, for your premises, if you did decide to stop it?
Yes, we did.
And what did you think those consequences might be?
Well, we didn't get involved in what they were. We were just concerned that there would be a backlash of some description, and it was probably simpler just to let it go ahead.
Right. And
well, as I said to you, in hindsight, we're not happy with that decision. I mean, look, we made a mistake. Put my hands up. Fully admit that.
Mm-hmm. OK, and you took a booking. This was a commercial transaction, so you were paid for this.
Yes, indeed, we were.
And you have taken receipt of the money from that, have you?
Well, that I don't know whether it's been paid for yet or whether it's to be invoiced. But let me assure you that when the fee is paid, it will be donated to a suitable charity.
So you're going to donate the proceeds from this interview to a charity?
Oh, absolutely. There's no doubt about that.
OK, and how much are we talking about?
Well, it's certainly somewhere between 1,000 and 2,000.
OK. And the charity that you have in mind then when you say a suitable charity?
Well, we haven't. I need to talk to the board about that. That won't be my personal decision. The board will make that decision. But it'll be a charity suitable to something suitable. We haven't decided that.
OK. And is it fair to say, Philip, that if you had known who was involved in this interview, you wouldn't have taken this booking in the first place?
Absolutely not. Under no circumstances would we have taken the booking.
In light of this, then, are you going to review your booking procedures?
We have already and issued new procedures last Wednesday.
And what will you be doing in the future then?
Well, in fact, no media booking will now be accepted unless we have the full details at the booking period. It will not be let drift until the event takes place.
And that was Philip Daly, the Grand Secretary of the Grand Lodge of Freemasons of Ireland, speaking to me earlier.